that good singing tonight. Amen. Thank God we are sheltered by the Master's arms. Amen. I love that song the choir used to sing, and it's a verse taken from the Bible, "When I ran under His wings." Amen. I'm glad we've got a place we can run to. Proverbs chapter number 3 tonight. I struggled with this a little bit today, but the Lord seemed to just convince my heart that this was what was needed tonight. I don't know exactly who for, but the Lord does. And if you don't need it tonight, you probably will tomorrow or sooner or later. I guarantee you. Amen. But look at Proverbs chapter number 3. We're going to look at some very familiar scripture tonight. This is a verse I try to base my life on. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5 and 6. Proverbs 3. How many of you can quote that? Raise your hand. That's about half the people here. The reason we can probably quote it is because we've had to live our lives by it, because we've realized that within us there's not much hope. Within our might and within our power, there's not much hope of any help for the future. Amen? Proverbs chapter 3, if you're there, in verse number 5, the Bible said, say the first word with me real loud, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." If you want to memorize some scriptures, that'd be two good ones for you to learn right there. You ever think what it really means to trust somebody or to trust something? Amen. How many of you have ever trusted in something and got let down? Every one of us have. Everybody's been let down. Everybody's been done wrong. Everybody's been hurt. Amen. I always use this illustration about trust, and many of you have heard it before, but you're fitting to hear it again. When I was a little boy, we had a well house in the backyard, an old-timey well house, and my granddaddy would get out every day at lunch. He'd go to town and meet with all the other old men that sat there and lie to one another. But I'd climb up on that well house when it was about time for Papa to leave, and when he'd get to his car, I'd holler, "Papa," and before he could turn around, I'd already be in midair. I'd jump. There was no fear of hitting the ground because I trusted my granddaddy's strong hands. Not one time did he ever drop me. That's trust, when you'll jump off something high enough to hurt yourself, knowing and trusting that the person on the ground can handle you and keep you safe. Amen? We're living in a worrisome world. It seems like, especially this week, Brother Michael Powell's aunt died, then the funeral yesterday, and just a horrible, horrible events that happened there. And if you look around, you'll get discouraged if you ain't careful. Amen. You look around. Brother Jeremy said to me in the funeral home, he said, "Brother Eddie, I don't see how you do this all the time. I don't see." Let me just be honest with you. It does have an effect. When you see so much heartache and so much hurt and shed tears with so many different families, it will affect you. And you better have something set in place in your life, or it'll drag you right down with the rest of it. How people going through what they went through yesterday without God, how they do that is beside me. Drugs has to be the only answer. They got to go to appeal because they don't have Him. Amen. What got us through yesterday and what got this family through yesterday, two caskets head to head, just like that. Daughter, sister, grandfather. I mean, boy, it was a horrible thing. Unexpectedly, the only thing that got them through was the Lord. Amen. Amen. There was some mishap and some going on disturbance there at the funeral, and Michelle was able to go up to Jeremy's mother and just tell her, "Look in my eyes, it's going to be okay," and just calm her down. That was the grace of God. Amen. But we're living in a day, man, when you just can't trust in anything. Everything in this life will let you down some way, somehow. You can't trust your own body, amen? Because it's falling apart like everything else. You can't trust the government. I hope you're not trusting in the government, amen? Amen. Somebody said, "Oh, we're going to get a bailout." Yeah, we didn't get none, amen. And ain't nobody in this room got none either. Amen. Only people that got it's the ones that didn't really need it, amen. Y'all okay? I'm not trusting in that. Somebody said, "Oh, we better pray for this next election." Yeah, we better pray for this next election, but that's not where our trust should be. Our trust should be right here where the Bible said to put it, and that's to put it in God. Amen. So you ever had a close friend you thought you could trust? And you told them something in utmost confidence, and before you knew it, it was all over the place? That means you can't even trust your friends, don't it? Matter of fact, if you don't want it retold, don't tell it. Amen? Amen. People love to get a hold of something juicy and tell it to somebody. Amen. That's why the news is always all over something bad, and they're never all over something good. Amen. They don't ever tell you good news. It's always bad news, bad news, and we flock to it. That's what our flesh wants to do, is feed on that. Amen. You can't trust your friends. You can't even trust the Braves anymore. Come on, help me. I mean, they was on a winning streak, buddy. I mean, just every game, they was tearing it up. And I thought, all right, man, this is going to be the year right here. And then 7 games in a row. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, when they had the series there with the Reds, and it was on Monday night, and I'm in the pulpit, and the game's going on. I don't have a clue what's happening, and I run the Reds in the ground. I said, "Y'all dead meat. The Braves is on a streak. Y'all are." Guess who caught it the next day? Amen. They lost 2 out of 3 out of that series. I just wanted to crawl in a hole somewhere and hide. Amen. But I'm glad, blessed be unto God, there is one thing you can trust in tonight, and that's the Lord, amen? When He said, trust me with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might, if you'll trust me like that, you can count on me. I will never let you down, amen? Thank God He did say, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Has He ever left you? Has He ever forsaken you? There's been times I thought He did. But then once I came through the thing where I thought He had forsaken me, I saw that He was there all along. Amen. In a valley, sometimes it seems like God's a million miles away. But then you get back on that mountaintop and you're able to look back on where you just come from, and you can see God, see the hand of God and the power of God in that thing every step of the way. Amen. Amen. Some of us around here have been saved a little while. How many years have you been saved, Brother Atkin? Long time. He can't even remember that long. Amen. Would you get saved on the ark? Was it? Amen. Brother Atkins been around a long time. Pastored 50 years, man. I mean, boy, I'm telling you, he's been in this thing. And you can trust him if he'll tell you God will never let you down. Amen. Amen. I ain't never met many Christians except somebody who was bitter at God. Come on, bro. You ever been there? You ever got a little sideways with the Lord? Buddy, I sure have. For the sake of Jeremy and Michelle, let me just say this. Sometimes we get to a place with the Lord and we want to shake our finger and say, why did you allow this to happen? God gets a bad rap for a lot of stuff. God didn't allow anything. God didn't allow anything. God gave man a will. Amen. There's no one to blame for that murder. There's no one to blame for that crime that was committed. There's no one to blame but the one who did it, who made a physical decision in his own mind and committed the act with his own hand. God had nothing to do with that. Amen. Somebody said, well, he could have intervened. Yeah, he could do anything he wants, but he chose to give us a will. Amen. And we do exactly what we want to do. Amen. But sometimes still, even though we know the truth, and here I am, your pastor, I know the truth, and I know the Bible, and just like with Ashley with her cancer the whole time, I'm questioning God the entire time. Why, God, this ain't right. Why didn't you ask me? I would have picked somebody for you to put that on other than her. Y'all okay? Yeah, you ever think about that? You see somebody that loves God and a good wife and a good mother and they do everything they're supposed to do and they're doing everything right, and then something horrible happens to them, and then you see these bums out there that don't have to take care of their kids, don't even love their kids. Y'all listening? And you wonder why it happens to good people and why it don't happen to them? You ever do that? I've been there. I've been there as a pastor. I've questioned God on that level many, many, many times. And God, every time, it just speaks to my spirit and says the same thing. Trust me, son, I know what I'm doing. Amen. Trust me, I know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. Amen. Why, if he'd have put that on somebody else, they might have been lost and might have died and went to hell. Are you listening to me? If they'd have put that on somebody else, he might not have got the glory that he got out of this family. God does know what he's doing. Would you agree? God knows exactly. And our question, on our job, they always had a saying, ours is not the reason why, ours is to do or die. Anybody ever heard that? Ours is not to question why, ours is to do or die. When I was little, Mama had a saying, because I said so. Anybody else's mama have that same saying? Why, Mama? Because I said so, that's why. That's not an answer. I'm grown now, and I can say, Mama, that's not an answer. But with God it is. With God it's an answer. If God says because I said so, that's good enough. God said it, that settles it. Amen.
and we might as well believe it, because whether we believe it or not, it's not going to change a thing. And it's not going to change God's mind about the matter. And if I were to take an opinion poll or ask a question to everybody in this room, do you fully trust the Lord? 90% of us would lie. I would have to say, it's according to which day you ask me. Could we be that honest? I'd have to say it's according to what kind of mood you find me in. One day you could ask me, do you fully trust the Lord? And I'd say, yes, sir, 175%. I trust God with all my heart, just like that scripture said. And then there's other days you ask me that, and I'd have to say, not so much. Or not like I should. Amen. I wonder what would happen with our lives if we could really fully entrust it to the Lord. 100%. 100%, just put your life and your situation, whatever the case may be, you put that in God's hand. You ever made that statement, well, we just left it in God's hands? 9 times out of 10, when we say that, we're lying. We'll take it to God. We're human, and God knows we are. But we'll bring a burden, we'll bring a care, we'll bring that thing and cast it on the Lord, just like the Bible says, and we try our best to leave it at the altar, but somehow it follows us home. Amen. I mean, heartaches, burdens, trials, the whole 9 yards, just as sure as you think you've got it dealt with and you've fully turned it over to the Lord, it'll crawl up in the bed with you tonight and lay down beside you right on your pillar and say, I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen. Every one of us is guilty of that. You know what our problem is? We haven't yet learned that we can fully trust the Lord. The first time I jumped off that well house, my granddaddy set me up there. And he stepped back a few steps and he said, come on. And I looked at the ground. I looked at him, that big old grin. He said, come on, come on. But I had reservations. I stepped to the edge, my little toes barely hanging on them shingles. I mean, like a death grip. And instead of jumping, I just kind of fell over like that. And he caught me. And I thought, man, that was fun. The next day, I backed up a couple of steps and dove. Before long, I would go all the way to the ridge, the top of the little well house, and I would run down it, nearly jump over his head. You know what I learned? He's going to catch me. He's going to catch me every time. He loves me so much that he would not dare let me hit the ground. My papa's big enough to handle it. Can I say to you, my God's big enough to handle it? It doesn't matter how far you jump. It doesn't matter how far you've fallen. The hand of God is big enough and strong enough and stable enough to sustain you every single time. Amen. He can do it in the funeral home. He can do it down at the hospital. Amen. You remember when your wife was in one hospital and your baby was in another? But you talk about being torn. Which way do I go? What do I do? Was God able? He was able. He's still able tonight. But what we've got to learn is trust. I trust Him more today than I ever have. Because I've been saved longer today than I ever have been. Does that make sense? The kids sing that song, I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough to take care of me. I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough to take care of me.
Amen.
And He allows us to go through those things. Why? So that we learn better to trust Him. Amen. I guarantee you, this family right here trusts God now more than they ever have in their entire lives. But when you go through those things and the doctor comes in and gives the bad news and offers no hope, and you learn how to pray on a whole different level, and you go to a place with God you ain't never been before, and then God moves and God works and God brings you through the situation, lets you shout about it and give God glory, honor, and praise. Hey, brother, you trust Him like you ain't never trusted. When God brought my son out of that coma, brought him out of that rehab like nothing had ever happened, just a couple of little scars that you can't even see if you don't know where they're at. Y'all okay? I'm telling you, you learn to trust God. He allows you to go through those things so you know Him a little bit better. But instead, our flesh wants to get mad and our flesh wants to question God and say, I don't understand this. We may never understand some of these things till we get to heaven. And I don't know that you'll care once you see Him. All those questions you think you've got for God, you'll be going, I was going to ask you something. And for the life of me, I just can't seem to remember what it was. Now that I've seen you and now that I've seen this place, it don't matter. Maybe a couple of thousand years later, the Lord sees you walking down the street and goes, hey, do you ever remember what you was going to ask me? I forget about it. Amen. It won't matter then. Heaven will take care of everything, friend. Amen. We've got to learn as we go through difficulties in our lives to trust the Lord. I've watched our people, especially this last few years, this bad economy. At one time, you remember, we had 28 families in our church out of work. 28 families out of work in our church at the same time. Let me give you a blessing. Brother Joe just came up to me and asked me, did I know a fella that would be dependable to work out of town on a construction job and make good money? And I'm going, let me think. Are y'all listening to me? This time last year, I would have handed him a list. I would have said, definitely, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch an unemployed fella by the toe, amen? Because we had them, if you shake a bush, somebody out of a job fell out, amen? Y'all okay? What are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying, we go through those things and we don't think, I don't know how we're going to get through this. I don't know how we're going to get through this. But we get through it. We get through it every single time. Do you know what? If my great-grandfather and my great-grandmother were here, and they listen to the news today, and they listen to the talk radio, and they listen to all the flim-flam going around, they would laugh in their face. Why? Because they came through the Great Depression. They came through when the whole country was out of a job. The only people who had anything were the people who were millionaires beforehand. Are y'all listening? What do you say? I'm saying God brought them through that. God will bring us through this, whatever this may be. Amen? I'll give you three thoughts tonight, three areas in your life where you can fully trust the Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter number 43. I just went all the way to Matthew. I'm breaking in this new Bible. Isaiah chapter number 43. Isaiah 43, verse number 25. Say amen when you're there. Amen. He said, this is the Lord. This is what the Lord's saying. He said, he that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake and will not remember thy sin. Let's read that again. I may just read it to y'all holler. He said, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. Here's what I want to say to you tonight. You can trust God with the yesterdays. You can trust God with your past. Amen. Did you know when you get saved, you no longer have a past? Friends will remember the wrong you did. Family will remember the wrong you did. Society will remember the wrong you did. But God said, I won't even remember them anymore. Amen. You ever had your past come back to haunt you a little bit? Amen. Why don't you just remember that you can trust God with that thing? God's already took care of that. Amen. You know, Brother Jason, I was thinking about you when the Lord put this on my heart. You know, the Lord's more interested in what you're going to do than what you have done. Let me say that again. God is more interested in what you're going to do and the people you're going to help than what you did back yonder. You're going to get more credit. You're going to get more credit for the lives you save than you ever will trouble for the lives you ruin. Is that okay to put it like that, brother? I'm not being mean. Trust me. We don't think anything like God thinks. Amen. We just don't think anything like the Lord does. We can trust him with yesterday. People come in here all the time. And you know what I've learned? Even Christians love to remind you of your past. We've got men in our church. I'm going to be careful. We've got men in our church that have been taught and been told, Because their first marriage didn't work, God can't use them anymore. I've had men tell me, Brother Eddie, God has me on a shelf. Where is this shelf? Isn't it funny? You can be an ex-crackhead, ruin many lives with the drugs you're selling, get right with God, get called to preach, give that testimony, and people shout about it. My stepbrother, as a young boy, I'm talking about a young teenager, what, 13, 14, 15 years old, robbed a convenience store at gunpoint and went to prison. Got out of prison, got married to a lady who had a teenage daughter. Wound up in the bed with a teenage daughter. Back to prison. Got out of prison, broke parole, back to prison. Got out of prison, got right with God, and now churches are calling him all over the place wanting him to come give his testimony. Thank God he hadn't been divorced. Thank God he hadn't. I know divorce is not God's original intent. I know that, but neither is being a crackhead. Neither is robbing a convenience store. How stupid can people be? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit affectionate about that thing right there. That's just one group of Christians trying to feel better about themselves because they found a group they can look down on. Because they found one thing that's not in their past, that's in somebody else's, so they can judge them over it. Amen. He's not here tonight. And I don't say this in any way to belittle him. But Brother Charles, my assistant pastor, was pastoring a church as a young preacher, husband, in Rockmart. His wife left him. Nothing he could do about it. Do you know there are people in this county that talk about me because I call him my assistant pastor? Do you know I don't care? Why? Because you can trust God with the yesterdays. You can trust God with your past. It's not God that can't get past your past. It's us that can't get past our past. Simon Peter, reckon God used him. Come on, y'all talk to me. Day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell. He preached with cloven tongues of fire on his head. 3,000 people that we know of got saved. Oh, he is on a shelf, wasn't he? Did you know the Lord never even brought it up that he denied him? He never did. After his resurrection, you know the story, Peter and James and John, they're all out, and the disciples are out in the boat fishing. They fished all night and they caught nothing. Levi wrote the song about it, What Manner of Man Is This? No, that's not that song, that's another song. Do You Love Me? That's it. I knew it's one of them, amen? But and they got to the bank that morning, and the Lord, our resurrected Savior. Now, he hadn't talked to Peter since. He's sitting on the bank, he's got him a meal fixed. He didn't say, Peter, why'd you deny me? Shame on you, I'll never use you again. You know what he said? Do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. And again he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know. And again, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know my heart, you know. He said, okay, son, feed my sheep. Is that not what he did? He didn't beat him up. You see, what Peter didn't realize, that while he thought his Savior, his master, was in a tomb, he was really watching on as Peter went out and wept bitterly. It was already under the blood. As it was being shed. Chew on that a little while. Jesus is suffering and bleeding and dying. He has just breathed his last breath, and Peter said, I know not the man, and he let out a string of cuss words. And the Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. I'm talking about that fresh blood that just been spilt to cover man's sin, covered that one right there. Well, the Bible said, well, it doesn't say that he asked forgiveness. What do you think weeping bitterly means? He was sorry for what he had done. So the Lord never rubbed it in his face. But boy, we sure are guilty of it, aren't we? You ever made this statement? I forgive them, but I won't never forget it. Boy, if we could learn to get past that. Let bygones be bygones. Listen, why don't we worry about something we can't change? Well, somebody really hurt me. What? Can you roll back the clock? No, you can't. Best thing you can do is trust God and get over it. Amen. Do your best to make it right. Do you know sometimes you can't? Sometimes you can't make it right. You might not be able to make it right with them, but you can make it right with him, and you can make it right in here. And if you really make it right, what they did back yonder won't bother you no more. Y'all all right? I go to church with people that's done me wrong and love them as much as I did before. You say, oh, everybody's going, who? I go to church, people who's lied to me. Oh, preacher, you can count on me. I'll take care of that. Still ain't took care of. You know how much sleep I lose over that stuff? Not one bit. Why? I trust the Lord not only with my past, I trust him with yours. When somebody does something wrong to me, I think about how many times I've done that to somebody else. Didn't even mean to half the time. Y'all all right? You can trust him with the yesterdays. Some of you need to bring that past that you're dragging around and you're letting hinder your walk with God and your work for God and leave it right here. And if you try to tell God about it, he's going to think you're Lulu because he don't remember it. Y'all okay? How many times do we confess something to God he's already forgotten? And I got to wonder if he's not sitting in heaven going, what are you talking about? Are you okay? I ain't got a clue. I'd see the Father look at the Son and go, you know anything? Yeah. All I see is blood. We can trust God with our past. I've done some things back yonder I wasn't proud of. Man, I grew up in church. I mean, that's what we did. We went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every night of revival, all day on Saturday bus route, all day on Sunday bus route. Everything bad I did as a kid, you know where I did it? I had a man come and sit in our service. He's been here a couple times now. He come in, sit right back there and said amen while I preach. I drug him in the Sunday school room and whooped the fire out of him when we was kids. In church! I know folks in this church that used to buy and sell dope at church. Y'all okay? Here's what I'm saying. God doesn't remember any of that stuff. Amen. If he's not going to dredge it up, why should we? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've just made some awful mistakes. So have we all. We can put them out on the table and compare them, or we can just let them die and trust that God's already taken care of it. Amen? We can trust the Lord with the yesterdays. That's our past. Hold your finger in Isaiah. We're going to come back to Isaiah. But I want you to go to Matthew chapter number 6. We doing okay tonight? Amen. Matthew chapter number 6. Verse number 11, we're looking at the Lord's Prayer.
In verse number 11, part of the Lord's Prayer is this statement that Jesus made right here. Give us, when? This day, our what?
Daily
bread. We can trust God with the yesterdays. That's our past. But we can trust God with today. That's our present.
Amen.
We can trust God with what's going on right now. You know how I know we can? Because of what He's already done in the past. Because I've learned that God can take care of the past, I can trust God for the future and what's going on in my life right this very second. Amen. I'm telling you, boy, I prayed that God, I didn't have any idea. I didn't know who had preached the funeral. I just assumed that they'd have somebody at the funeral home do the service. That's what I thought. I said, Lord, please let somebody that's got some kind of God about them. Let somebody with the gospel, let somebody tell that crowd at least they need to be saved, that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Let somebody take a Bible and give them some scripture. Let somebody say something to help this family. Other than just, we remember she was a good person, she's in a better place. I walked in, I saw a guy standing there with a red Bible. I went up and shook his hand. I said, sir, are you preaching the funeral? He said, yes, sir, I am. He said, I was Jessica's pastor. She came to my church in January and got saved. I said, hallelujah. He said, are you a preacher? I said, yes, sir, I pastor the Happy Valley Baptist Church in Villarica, Georgia. He said, wonderful. He said, I pastor the Salem Baptist Church right here in town. Is that a coincidence? I believe we can trust God for right now.
Amen.
I believe we can trust God for right now. And that man stood up there and gave a pure, simple plan of salvation.
Amen.
He knew about the granddaddy's salvation when he got saved and he told him about it. He knew about Jessica's salvation when she got saved and he told about it. He told them where Jessica was and where Grandpa was. If they want to see him again, this is what they need to do, what they did.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just saying we can trust God. Have you ever had God answer prayer instantly?
Amen.
Like really, you pray about something that morning and before the day's out, God's already got it taken care of.
Amen.
I've learned this. I have been praying about something and God's already taken care of it before I ever even prayed the prayer.
Amen.
What I'm saying, I trust God with yesterday, but I can trust God with today.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what each day holds and you don't either. Lord willing, I'll wake up in the morning. What are you going to do after that? I ain't 100% sure. Got some ideas. You're not 100% sure either.
Amen.
You don't know what tomorrow might hold. The other day when we got that phone call, that wasn't what y'all was expecting. You don't know what tomorrow's going to be. But I'm going to tell you something. You can trust God with it.
Amen.
Amen. You can trust God with your present situation right now. While my son's in that coma and I slipped out of that bed in that Ronald McDonald house and got on that floor with God, I had peace in my heart. My son was still in the coma. But I had peace in my heart. Y'all okay? What was God doing? He was meeting my present need. He was letting me know, either way, it was in His hands. Either way, it was in His hands and it would be His will, whatever the outcome was. And I had perfect peace in my heart. You have God ever gave you peace in a storm? Right smack dab in the middle of it? I remember years ago when my wife's little sister was killed, she and I came up on the accident. And the state patrolman there, I told him who I was. He said, do you know where her mother is? I said, yes. He said, go tell her. I had to go tell my mother-in-law what had just happened. We got in the car and started the hospital. My sister Angie and I was in the back seat. And they were in the front seat, and her mother was hyperventilating. I'll never forget it as long as I live. She reached across the headrest and grabbed her mama's shoulder. She said, Mama, pray. You got to pray. Boy, all of a sudden, there was just a peace came over.
Amen.
That night, we went home. You ever seen anybody cry in their sleep? My little wife was crying in her sleep. It was killing me. And I slipped out of bed and I said, God, if you don't ever do anything else for me, let her rest. Give her some peace. Before I could say amen, she was snoring. God taking care of my present need right now.
Amen.
We can trust Him with what's at hand. If we were able to trust Him with what was in the past, are you saved?
Amen.
On your way to heaven when you die. If you could trust Him with your soul,
If you could trust Him with your soul and your sinful past, don't you think you can trust Him with what's right here in front of us right now? I don't know what you'll face tomorrow. I hope nothing bad. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good night and a good night's sleep and all that. But I just want you to know you can trust God not only with your yesterdays, but you can trust Him with today. You can trust Him with today. I got another verse of Scripture here, but I can't see it. Psalms 118, verse number 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Go back to Isaiah and I'll be done. Isaiah chapter number 45. Isaiah chapter number 45. Look at verse number 2. The Lord said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I said we could trust Him with the yesterdays. That's our past. We can trust Him today. That's our present. And we can trust Him with our tomorrows. Amen. That's our future. Amen. Romans, you don't have to turn there, but Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 17, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Amen. Somebody said, what are we going to do? I'm going to do what I've always done. I'm just going to trust God. Amen. If you listen to too much news and you listen to too much talk radio, it will put you in a state of depression. Amen. It will. It'll put you in a state of depression. Listen, I don't know what the future holds. Is it going to get better, Brother Eddie? I don't know. If history repeats itself, it will. But it may not. This could be just leading right on up to the end and we're out of here. Amen. I guarantee you one thing, it's going right on schedule. I personally believe all God's doing is allowing America to suffer a little bit, realize they still need Him. Amen. Somebody said, well, I just don't believe that. I remember Jerry Falwell before he died, and he was talking about, I believe it was that earthquake out in California. Some tragedy happened, and he said it was the hand of God, and the media crucified Him. God will do things to get our attention. A country that was founded on Him, built on His principles, built on His word, who turns her back and walks away. Don't think He won't shake her up every now and then and say, hey, remember me? Y'all remember 9/11? Every news channel, same thing. Pray, 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 America, pray. Pray, America, pray. That lasted about 3 weeks. That didn't work. So what's God have to do? He had to decrease our God. That's what this country worships. You're judged on who you are by how much of that you have. You're classed according to what kind of car you drive and what kind of house you live in. I know some bums down yonder in Atlanta's got more character than some millionaires. Amen. Y'all okay? I'm just saying we can trust God with the future. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I don't know what's going to happen with the next election. I do not know. If it goes way south and we wind up with a Marxist government, communism. Hey, they was Christians lived through it before.
That's
right. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Even at that extent, you still trust God.
Yes,
you understand that? You can still trust God. Man, I read stories about the Great Depression. They still met in church every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
They still worship God every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. They still had camp meetings, preacher. The gospel was still preached. People were still being saved. The economy of America did not affect God one little bit. Never has, and it never will. You can trust God for tomorrow. You can trust Him with the future for your children.
Amen.
You can trust Him for the future with your spouse. Hey, it's by the grace of God, me and her sitting here together tonight. Y'all all right? How many of you would say the same thing? It's only by the grace of God my wife's put up with me. Amen. And that's the truth. What are you saying? Oh, he's got us 29 years come December. Right? 29. Yeah. He'll if he gets us to 29 years, if reckon if he done that, he can finish us off. I believe he can. If he got us through the rough times and the raising kid times and the tough money times and the bad business times and all that junk, I believe he can get us to be gray-headed together. Can he do it, brother? Can he do it, preacher? He can do it, can't he? Amen. We can trust God with our yesterdays. When this world wants to remind you, when the devil wants to remind you about your past, just remind him of his future. Amen. When he wants to dredge up all that stuff you've done, just remind him where he's going. Amen. By the way, he ain't in hell. He's tormenting us night and day. But he will be. Amen. I'm not a psychic on the television, but I have got a book that tells me parts of the future. Amen. And he will be bound with a great chain and cast in the lake of fire. The Bible said forever. Amen. He'll never get out again. That's one thing that's going to make heaven sweet, ain't it? Amen. Ain't going to be no devil. Amen? Hallelujah. Y'all doing all right tonight? What is your trust level? If you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. If you were standing on top of the Empire State Building and Jesus were standing on the street, let's say you're standing on top of this church. let's bring her down a little bit. I wonder if you'd jump. That's the way I felt when we came here. Like I was standing on top of the Empire State Building and the Lord was saying, jump. I said, but God, it's $2 million. You going to jump or not? You preach about faith all the time. You got any? You preach about trusting me and tell people how much they can trust me. You going to trust me? We had this whole little episode sitting right up there in that balcony. I sat up there and began to question God. As far as I know, our bills are paid. We're still trudging right along. You know why? Because we can trust him. We can trust him. In those early days when we first bought this building and moved from the old one, oh, I laid at night awake. I started to believe what some of these folks around town were saying. Some of these other preachers, oh, Eddie White's made the biggest mistake of his life. He's fixing to bankrupt that church. They'll lose that building within a year. Oh, I heard it all. And I'd lay in that bed and begin to believe them. Go, Lord, are they right? You going to trust me or not? What lets me know that it was him? That's 13 years ago. Lord willing, we're on the backside of the worst part of the economy. I hope and I pray. What I'm saying is we can trust him. Trust him with yesterday. We can trust him with today. We can trust him in tomorrow. We can trust him with the future of that little girl. Don't you think God wants her raised in a godly home? Amen. Where the Bible's believed. Amen. Where mom and dad takes her to Sunday school. I believe God would rather have that. Amen. Surely than have her with that psycho lady she's with. I thought that as we were sitting in that funeral home yesterday and that lady calls the scene. I said, God, that ain't where you want that little girl. What are you saying? I'm trusting God to handle that. Yeah. Amen. I'm trusting God to handle that. Let's stand to our feet tonight. I think probably I didn't tell you anything you already knew or didn't already know. But maybe you just need to be reminded every now and then. He loves me. And he cares about me. What's 1 Peter 5, 7 say? Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. I know he cares about me because he said he did. I know I can leave it in his hands because he said I could. Amen.
Appreciate you being in church tonight. I hope that was a help to somebody. Prayer sheets will be down here on the table. If you'll come pick you up one. And we'll just pray over these things till you get done praying. When you get through praying, just consider yourself dismissed. Yes,